Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We are getting an update from Arcana Silver Corporation, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AUN and on the OTCQX under the symbol AUNFF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Kevin Drover. Now, Kevin, we wanted to focus a bit more on the exploration potential, especially at the Revenue Virginia's mine. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, the company is moving through the whole development side of this Revenue Virginia's project, but there is also a lot of exploration that can be had. Some of the, I guess, knocks on the project is that the overall asset is a little bit small, but again, the exploration potential here could show that potential to grow it significantly. I understand that the company is really focused on one vein currently on this project. How many other veins do you know of on the project, Kevin, that are open for exploration?
Well, good morning, guys. Glad to be here. We've really not had much opportunity to talk about the true exploration potential of the Revenue mine. So this is a good opportunity for us to spend a little bit of time on that. Of course, we are focused on the Virginia's vein, which is one of nine veins that we own. And all these other eight veins, along with the Virginia's vein, have all previously been in production at one point in time or another. But the Virginia's vein is the one that where most of our exploration has been conducted, and consequently we did the feasibility study and going into production on that basis. But we really didn't have the money to focus on the others at least up to this point in time. But I'll just name a few of these: the Atlas Cumberland, the Wheel of Fortune, the Yellow Rose, the Terrible Vein, along with the Virginia's vein, are all accessed via our current tunnel that we have, our 8,000-foot tunnel where we are currently, that we're using to put ourselves back into production. So we have access to all of these veins, and there's been considerable development done on them over the years. Right now, we are doing some exploration on the Wheel of Fortune vein. We have about a 400-foot drift to get completed, and we're partway through that right now, where we can get ourselves into a position to do some drilling where we think there's a significant resource of fairly high gold plus very high silver grades that we're anticipating in that area. So that's one area that we can focus on right now with a little bit of the money that we raised in January. But to a large extent, we haven't, we really haven't done anything on the others like the Atlas Cumberland and so on and so forth. So, we've got a lot of targets. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. As we said in the past, our approach has been here is get ourselves into production, get cash flowing, and then we can do all of these things that we need to do, in terms of the longevity of the Revenue Virginia's mine itself. On the going into production process, if you recall, our stated life of mine as per the feasibility study is about 7 years. But what that doesn't include is a big portion of inferred resources that are in the Mahagna Gila claim block where we're first going to be starting mining. So, but the reality of it is that we're going to mine that inferred resource that's there. We have to have it as an inferred resource because we couldn't get a drill hole in it. But, we've got very high grade up above it. We've got very high grade down below it. There's no reason to believe that this section in the middle that's currently classified as inferred is not. So that's alone is going to add 2 years to our mine life. So by the time we get into production, we'll be into that area. And we will be, instead of 7 years, we're going to be 9 years. So we've got considerable, upside potential from the exploration. We're narrow vein. You just can't go out and put a drill up on surface and drill these things. You have to drill it from underground, and that takes a considerable amount of money. But in the short term, where we believe our near-term exploration dollars spent are going to get us the biggest bang for the buck is going to be on the north side of the Virginia's vein and on the south side of the Virginia's vein. We've done a fair bit of work here, behind the scenes. We put mine plans to these veins, to the Revenue Virginia's vein, and schedule that out. And, you know, we see at least a minimum of 20 years mine life on that one Virginia's vein. We're not going to bank only on that. We are going to go do some exploration on these other veins. But, you know, that Virginia's vein alone is a very prolific vein.
Well, Kevin, I was going to ask you about that. You know, do you see there being more potential on the Virginia's vein that you're looking at? But on all these veins, just as a general comment, you know, well, the old timers worked some of these. You had mentioned that they had done a little bit of production off of all of them, but in particular, the Atlas, Cumberland, and the Terrible. What do you think you're going to find? There's always the question of, is did they leave anything behind? What were the grades looking like that they were mining? And what do you think is still left in the ground at some of these veins? And then could you also speak to the access to these veins? Because if I remember correctly, the underground work that you've done allows you access to a couple of these different veins in pretty short order.
Yeah. In fact, the Atlas Cumberland vein, we have access to it right now. The Wheel of Fortune vein and the Yellow Rose vein, we have access to it now, you know, all of these off the main revenue tunnel, as well as the Terrible vein we have access to. Now, when the old miners mined this, they mined it up high, up at 13, 14,000 feet is where they were mining, like the Terrible vein and these other ones. So they really haven't scratched the surface, we believe, and we're mining 2,000-3,000 feet below that level. So we see this as almost a pristine area to, for the exploration process. And we don't think anything they did is going to interfere with any of the exploration potential that we believe.
So, Kevin, one more point that I just want to touch on regarding the potential exploration, then with access to some of these veins, it makes it sound very drill ready. Is there any further work that you need to do to further isolate where you would drill when you're going to drill?
Well, even though we have access to these areas, we still have to do a fair bit of development work to get ourselves in positions and whatnot to be able to drill these areas properly as we see it. So this is not just, even though we have access to them, you still got to get out and do some development on this. So it's not, you can't really drill them from surface. As a matter of fact, you can't drill them down. Physically, it's almost impossible. So we have to choose our targets wisely. We do have the Virginia's vein in front of us. That's going to be very easy exploration because right now we're on the vein, for instance, on the 1800. All we got to do is keep following it. Same thing on the 1500 and so on. So that is going to be very easy exploration for us in the near future. The other, Terrible vein, the Virginia's vein actually, and the Terrible vein intersect each other. So we're going to get a good look at the Terrible vein once we get to that intersection. And I'm not exactly sure when that is, but it's going to be sometime in the next year when we're going to be, right mining that intersection area where, we think there's a bit of a big blowout of mineralized material there. So that will give us a pretty good idea of where we are on the Terrible side of this. The work that we're doing right now on the Wheel of Fortune, that will give us a pretty good idea of that area of the Wheel of Fortune and the Yellow Rose that we're going to be exploring over the next couple of months kind of thing. So, I think it looks very positive for us. We've got that Virginia's vein that's got that, long strike length and whatnot on it. We will have access to the Terrible. We'll get some idea and a read on that. And, of course, the Wheel of Fortune, Yellow Rose. So it looks good for us.
Well, Kevin, we'll be following along as you do that work, and it's exciting to see. And then hopefully once you get in production, you'll have a little bit more revenue to start putting at these exploration programs around the Revenue Virginia's mine and the various veins. But let's migrate over to the Shafter project in Texas. I don't know if a lot of investors realize that you have a second mine that was actually prior production. You've been doing a little bit of work on it. I'm sure a couple of people wonder what's going on there. Is there any plans to do some exploration work there in 2021?
We have been doing some work behind, behind the scenes, and we've not really talked it up a lot. There's still a bit of homework left to do, but what we've gone, I'll just back up a little bit here. When Orkana tried to put the Shafter mine in production before, and by the way, it's fully permitted, got a 1,500 ton a day mill, power is turned on down there, it's care and maintenance in good shape. But when Orkana tried to put this into production in 2012-13, it initially focused on remnant mining of the old workings that were done, and that was a bit of a disaster for Orkana. We're not focused on that at all. We're focused on the gold fields section, and it's a pristine ore body. Gold fields in the mid-80s, they sunk a 1,000-foot shaft. They did 5,000 feet of underground development, got down there, did a whole bunch of drilling and metallurgical sampling and so on and so forth. But back in those days, you know, the price of silver just wasn't high enough to support putting this into production. But we have all of that information. They, in fact, did a feasibility study, which we also have. What we've been doing sort of in the background here is we've been going back and reviewing from a geological perspective, kind of from the fundamentals. We've taken all the drill logs, all the drill information, old, new, reviewed everything, put it into a new model. And what we're finding and seeing is, and we hope to get a new resource out on this, a 43-101 compliant resource sometime in the next, you know, month or two. But we're seeing that, you know, given a lower cutoff grade, and you can explore that, of course, with the higher silver price, but we're seeing a thicker ore body, the possibility of a wider ore body, and we also want to do a small drill program where we would test to see if we can make this ore body wider, because it's a relatively flat-lying blob, a carbonate replacement kind of ore body that we think we can increase the resource there considerably from what it is currently in the PEA. So right now, so far, so good. But we still got some work to do. We have put together a drill program. It's a 15,000-foot drill program, so not big. But we would see some drilling on the fringes of the current ore body where we think we could expand it. And we want to do about 4,000 feet of drilling for metallurgical study. One of the things with Shafter is that over the years when it's been operated, their tailings grade has sat in around a 1.5 ounce per ton, and people have not been able to get it much lower than that. We think with some further metallurgical study, we think we're going to be able to drop that tailings grade and hence, you know, improve the recovery considerably. So that's one of the things we want to try and focus on. But, you know, ultimately, we want to finish our resource update. We want to do that drilling program. Once we get that in place, we then look to do a feasibility study. And pending a positive feasibility study, of course, we would want to put this into production. But we're looking at late 2023, early 2024, before we would see Shafter going back into production. But from where we sit right now, we think Shafter is a mine. And, you know, again, a bit of technical work left to do to confirm all the things that we believe is true. You know, this could easily be a 10-year mine with 2.5 to 3 million ounce producing, you know, producing property.
All right, let's wrap it up then. Kevin, please, just with a summary of expected news flow coming up. It sounds like a bit more on the development and construction side, but also I guess some of that exploration is going to be happening. What can investors expect?
Well, I think here in the near term, you can expect to see that we will have commissioned the mill in the month of June. You should see an announcement that we're going to start ore through the mill in early July, and then we'll be ramping up to full production through August and September. So as we hit these milestones, we'll put out a press release to let folks know just where we are in the process of the startup. But, you know, we're weeks away.
Okay. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Kevin regarding anything that's going on at Arcana, please email me fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you, and we will follow up as some more news hits the market. Kevin, I appreciate the update today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Greg.